You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome. You're listening to Wake Up with Tom Jones.
Good morning, saints of God. This is Tom, and it's time to wake up. Danny and I here at the studio, we're listening to some country music, Christian country music. So we're going to play a song by Josh Turner called Long Black Train.
There's a long black train down the line, feeding off the souls that are lost and crying. The rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the heavens, you can look to the skies. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burning your ticket for that long black train. 'Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. Stay away. That train is a beauty and making everybody stare. But its only destination is the middle of nowhere. And you know there's victory.
Well, I enjoyed that song, Long Black Train. I've never heard that one, Danny. That's Josh Turner. And just kind of reminds me of the day that, years ago, that I met Johnny Cash, Danny, in Hawaii. I'll never forget. They didn't tell me who I was taking. I was told by someone that I was taking a family over to the leper colony, which is on the island of Molokai, Kalapapa. You have to either be invited to go there or take a little excursion there, but you have to leave immediately when your visits on the island Molokai is done. And they didn't tell me who the family was. So weeks prior, I called Reverend Drew, rather, and asked Reverend Drew. I said, Reverend Drew, can I bring a family over here? He said, anyone, a friend of yours, a friend of mine. I said, I've never met him. He said, that's okay. He said, bring some food when you come over, because, their food on that island was, at that time, was rationed. So back then, I could take anything on a plane I wanted, back then, you could take anything on a plane you wanted. And then two or three weeks later, I came and I went to the airport and had, you know, coolers and lunch meat and chips and all that to take over to the leper colony. Get to the airport, and lo and behold, they escorted me in a private room. I'll never forget this. And Johnny Cash comes up to me and says, "Tom Jones, I've always wanted to meet you." And I said, "Oh, I've always wanted to meet you too. You know, the Lord gave me this name, Tom Jones, and I have to be content with it." You know, I used to get a lot of comments when the singer, there's a singer called Tom Jones, a very good singer, and I believe he still performs even to this day, still married to the same wife. But I do like country music. And but little did John know, he was telling me about some of his songs that he had written, and I'd never have listened to any of his songs. Thank goodness I brought a friend, a missionary friend, with me to the leper colony. And she was a missionary to the islands of Hawaii, and she knew all of Johnny's songs, so she kind of bailed me out a little bit. Also, I had the opportunity before I left the islands of Hawaii to take my wife there, because I said, you've got to go there to see it. It's like going back to the 1800s. What an experience. So thank you, Danny, for putting that song on by Josh Turner, Long Black Train. That's a train we don't want to be on. I definitely don't want to be on it. So just would like Thomas and Patricia, if you're listening, if you wouldn't mind calling in. I think you tried to call in last week and couldn't get through, and I really apologize. So if you're listening, if you want to call in, the number here is 321-632, Danny, 1000. If you want to call in Thomas and Patricia and share your heart, what the Lord's doing with you both, what's he telling you? I'd like to hear from you. And the number here again is 632-1000. Thomas and Patricia, if you're listening, call in. You know, like to, if you're listening and you want to call in, what's the Lord doing with you? What's the Lord putting on your heart? What's the Lord telling you? That's what I'd like to know. What is the Lord doing with you? What's he speaking to you about? So, if, you know, I'm going to take a couple minutes, Thomas and Patricia, if you wouldn't mind calling in. And anyone else would like to call in just for a few minutes. The number here, again, is area code 321-632-1000. Now, come on now. Don't be shy. You know, I used to be shy for a long time after the death of my mom when she passed away from me. But the Lord kind of woke me up from that shyness. And I'm so grateful that he did, that when I gave my life to him as my Lord and Savior, he totally changed me inside and out. So what he can do for me, he can also do for you. So, you know, call in. Let me know what the Lord's putting on your heart. I'd like to hear from some people what the Lord is ministering to you about in these days that we live in. I'm just curious. I like to, friends of mine gave me a 70th birthday party, and Mark and Mary, thank you so very much. That totally caught me off guard. And I remember a couple of weeks ago at the luncheon, I asked some people around the table, what is the Lord telling you? What is he telling you? And, you know, is it patience? I know I need that as well. So what's he putting on your heart? What's he putting on your heart to do? You know, what's he ministering to you about? What's he telling you? And, you know, because my message this morning, give God your attention. That's going to be my message this morning. But, you know, I'd like to hear from you, what the Lord's putting on your heart. And don't be bashful calling in. You don't have to mention your name if you don't want to. Just share your heart. Let me know what the Lord's doing. Again, the number here is 632-1000. Thomas and Patricia, if you're listening, I'd like you to call in especially, because I believe you tried to call in last week and couldn't get through, so I do apologize. Anyone else want to call in and share your heart? You have a prayer request and you'd like me to pray for you and continue to keep you in prayer? Remember, the scriptures tell us the fervent effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much. You know, I think sometimes we give up. You know, we don't see anything happening. I know in my own personal life, you know, you just at some point you just get really humanly, you get exhausted. I'm just being honest and upfront. You get to the place where, you know, you're exhausted. The battle, you get battle fatigued, I call it, because I used to be in the military. You just plain plum get battle fatigued. And that means you're just worn out. And I remember reading when Moses was in battle, he got battle fatigue too, because if I remember correctly, the scriptures tell us that his arms came down, and when his arms came down, he was losing the battle, and he started winning again. And it was Aaron and It was Aaron and Hur that held his arms up. So we need to have people with us and standing with us, not being critical, but that are supporting us. Because when you get battle fatigued, and it's easy to do in these days because, you know, everything's just hitting us, the news, people are grumpier today. I don't know if that's the correct word or miserable. The nation, everybody's angry, you know, and let's set aside politics a little bit. Let's have the heart of Jesus and hear his heart and hear what's on his heart and what's on his mind for you to do. And one of the things when you're fatigued, you know, you're just plumb worn out and you're exhausted. And I tell you, we need to cast our cares, as the scriptures tell us, cast our cares upon him, because the word says he careth for thee. You know, he careth for thee. So sometimes you just have to say, Lord, I got to stop this fight, you know, because the battle's not your word tells us the battle's not ours. It belongs to you. So if you're plumb worn out, you don't see anything happening, don't stop praying. You know, it's the worst thing you can do is stop praying and stop giving. You know, some people say, well, my pay was cut back and I got to stop my giving. No, you don't. Don't do that. You know, don't stop praying and don't stop giving. Because, you know, those are very important. Keep serving and loving on Jesus, because that's the most important thing you can do. Because, you know, serve him and love him with all your heart, mind, and soul, and strength. And when you get into situations where it's like it's overwhelming, and we've all been there, you know, we've all been there. You can just take it and you can take it to the Lord, because his word says and reminds us all, peace I give unto you, not as the world gives, peace I give unto thee. You know, people are looking for peace and fentanyl and cocaine and all that other stuff. But the word says, peace I give unto you, not as the world can give you, but I, Jesus, can give to you. And I know being a Christian, you know, it's not easy. I'm telling you. And some of us just get battle fatigued, absolutely worn out. And we need to cast our cares upon him. Good morning. This is Tom. Good morning.
Hello, Tom.
Yes, sir. Is this Thomas?
Yes, it is, good. Buddy. How you doing?
Good morning. I hope I didn't put you on the spot by having you call in.
Well, that's okay, because I did call and you were busy talking. But I enjoy your program, as you well know.
Yeah, thank you, Thomas.
And, are you still there?
Yes, sir, Thomas. And
okay.
What's
I'm outside? I sit outside here in the swing and listen to you in the mornings. And, I'm really impressed with your missionary work and what you're doing now. And believe me, I can use this every day because it's from the Lord, you know, and that's fresh. Sometimes you get some programs from some of these other places, which are well accepted, but they really don't hit you until you hear something that sets off your emotions in your head and your heart, and the Lord speaks to your soul. And then that's what I'm enjoying about listening to you. You have such good tone for tuning in to the Lord, and that's great. We really appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Thomas. Thomas, what is the Lord speaking to you? What's he putting on your heart?
Well, I'm 88 years old, like I told you. And, you know, I felt like I wasn't being used as much as I should, because I preached for 54 years with the Brethren Church and up in Pittsburgh. And I came here and lost my first wife in 2000, and my life kind of fell apart. I know I'll see her again, but you know what? It's a devastating thing to have that happen after 43 years. And so Lord said, well, you better start doing something for me. So I said, okay, let's go. So I started a Bible study here at Forest Lakes. That's where we live. And it lasted about 5 years. And I'm legally blind now. It's a little bit hard for me to read stuff. But I had a dream last night. I had a dream that I complained too much about not being able to see. And this guy says, hey, I got something for you to read on Sunday morning. And I don't even know who this guy was. And so he gave me something to read, and I said, well, I know some of these scriptures. He said, I know you do, but he said, I want you to read word for word. I said, I can't read that well. I sound like a third grader trying to read. He said, you'll be okay. Just ask the Holy Spirit. So I don't know what that's for, but I'm reading everything I can get my hands on today. because I don't know who's going to be here to ask me to do something Sunday. But anyway, I wanted to ask you, are we on the air right now?
Yes, we are, Thomas.
Okay, good.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the Lord put me in this place, and there's a lot of people here that don't know the Lord. This place was called a Christian community at one time, 31 years ago when I got here. And it's changed drastically. And you know that's the picture of the whole world. And one day, this guy didn't allow us to pray or speak about politics in his driveway. And so I did it here. He'd come over and sat here, and we talked about the Lord, and he wasn't too happy with me. But anyway, one day, comes a knock at the door. Guess who it is? The guy that didn't want us to pray for him, didn't want to have us talk about anything in his driveway. He said, "Tom, Petty, I know you guys are Christians. You're praying people." He says, "I'm not. That's why I'm here." He said, "My grandson is really sick up here in the north, and that's where he's from." He said, "He's really sick. I need your prayer." So I said, "Well, come on in here." So we brought him in, and we prayed right there with him. It wasn't 2-3 days later, he come back, and he said, my grandson just got out of the hospital. He's going to be okay."
My goodness.
I said, "Thank Jesus. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever." And he hears the prayer of a righteous person.
Yes.
And that just proved it, didn't it?
Yes.
And I mean, when I say righteous, I know Christ is my Lord and Savior, so is Patty. And that's the it's an everyday experience. It's just beautiful, you know?
It sure is.
And so what am I doing? I'm asking you to pray, as I do, without using words and names of people, for the community, that we can still be used and that people will see the light and know to stop here.
Mm.
And I got to tell you this. I think I told you this. I was sitting here one day feeling, where's everybody at? How come nobody's coming over here to talk about the Lord? This guy walked in my driveway at 90 years old and never saw him before in my life. He's from up north. And he said, "You the blind guy?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Well, I'm here to shed the light." I said, "Oh, okay, come on in here." And he said, I'm visiting my daughter here." And he said, "I asked if there's any religious people on." And he said, "She knew you." I said, "Who's your daughter? I never heard of her before, but she knew me." So he come over here, and he was quite a feisty guy, but, you know, he knew the word. He had his Bible under his arm. And I always have one sitting here on my table. And so we shared some things together, and he was a blessing to me. But that just goes to show you, ask and you shall receive.
Yes.
Because he's real. He's real. He paid for everything that's happened to us and everything that's going to happen to us. He made it possible at Calvary. So we just have to ask. So anyway, that's my story, and I'm stuck with it.
Yeah. Thank you, Thomas. You know, you sent me a check, and I want to say thank you for helping me stay on the radio. But I noticed on your check, I haven't sent you a thank you card yet, but it's your check said, "With God, all things are possible." Did it say some things, Thomas? But all things are possible.
Yes, exactly. All things are possible.
All things.
Funny how that gets around, huh?
Yes. Yeah. And the scriptures tell us, Thomas, is there anything too difficult for thee? There's nothing.
Amen. Amen.
There's nothing, Thomas. And yes. The battles.
I wanted to ask you if you could say where do you fellowship right now? Where do you fellowship?
Calvary in Merritt Island, Pastor Malcolm Wilde.
Well, I'll tell you something. 31 years ago, I visited Malcolm Wilde, and here's the story I heard. I heard he was a drummer in his young day in Liverpool.
He was.
He went to go and interview for the Beatles, and he was walking down from the train that he got off of, I guess. And he's walking along the street, and he saw this tent over in the field. And this beautiful music was coming out of there. And so being a musician, he walked over there. And lo and behold, he got caught up in the music, and the voice of the Lord spoke to him. And he went and got saved at the altar. And he never did go to see about being a drummer for the Beatles. Is that a true story?
That I'm not sure. I know he was into music. He had a band, and but he's quite humble. He's very humble to meet him, and he's very.
I see him every once in a while. I was down at Calvary in Vieira, and he spoke the day I was down there. And that's another thing. We don't have a car anymore because Patty had a few accidents, and it was time to quit. You know, we're 88, and I haven't driven since probably 2002. So anyway. it's hard to get around to where we'd like to go, but we thank you for the radio because it gets us there, and we just appreciate you so much. We love you, and we're going to support you as long as we can.
Yeah, well, thank you, Thomas, and thank you for all that you do, Thomas, you and Patricia.
Thank Jesus.
And God bless you. And Thomas, could I pray with you?
Yes, please do that. I'll take my head off.
And Father God, I just pray for Thomas and Patricia that I thank you, Father, for allowing him to be very instrumental in his community there. Father God, I pray that you would continue to draw people to them, that they can encourage people and just love on them with your love, your grace, your mercy, your compassion, Father God. I pray that many in that community would come to know you as their Lord and Savior. Father, thank you for using Thomas and Patricia in a mighty way, Father God, that they know us not of, Father God. And I thank you for letting him see the things you'd have him to see and minister to the people you'd have him to minister to be that great blessing that you've called them both to be. Father God, I thank you that your word says that if we call upon you, you would show us great and mighty things that we know us not of. Thank you, Father God, for your word. Thank you for Thomas and Patricia. Thank you for wrapping your precious arms around them. Thank you for touching them, Father God, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. We thank you for their life. And we give you, Father Thomas, Patricia, and I, all of us, Father, give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name,
amen.
We pray.
Amen. God bless you, brother.
God bless you,
you're
Thomas.
You're in our prayers as well, believe me, not just Thursday mornings.
Yeah, thank you.
You're in our prayers. God bless you. We love you so much.
And God bless you, Thomas.
One of these days over
yes.
at Calvary.
Yeah, looking forward to it, Thomas.
Okay. God bless you, brother.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And if one more person would like to call in, sweetheart, if you'd like to call in, or Paul, if you're listening and you want to call in, my business partner, call in. I'll just allow one more call. Danny, I don't mean to hold you up. If we just take one more call, the number here is 632-1000. I know someone else has got something on their heart that the Lord's telling them about, and I can't be the only one. And don't be shy. This is not a time and season to be shy, because, you know, we're to speak up and be that blessing that he's called us to be, that light into the dark places that he's called us to be. The program here is called Wake Up. And the purpose of me coming here each week live is to stir you and to motivate you and to encourage you. And not only me, but I want Jesus to do that. I can't do it. I can just come here and just share what the Lord's put on my heart. But really, the Lord needs to really, he's the one that can help you. I'm the one that can stir you, encourage you, but the Lord's the one that's going to help you. I remember a friend, Danny, years ago, a very dear friend of mine on TV, and I miss her. I really miss her because she and I were close, and she had shared something. She started a ministry in the prisons, and her name was Millie, and she just said, "Tom, just pray for me." And I said, "Well, Millie, I'm praying for you." She said, "No one's excited about what I'm called to do." And I said, "Well, share that with me again." She said, "No one's excited what I'm doing. You know, going into the women's prisons, encouraging those women, preparing those women to get out and how to dress and how to apply for a job." Her ministry was quite unique. And I said, "Wait a minute, Millie, back up. You want other people to get excited about something Jesus is telling you to do? You need to be excited." And so we're living in a time that we need to wake up and we need to be excited for the things that Jesus is doing, you know, in us, through us, and with other people, and even our pastors and the missionaries. We need to get stirred up. And I'm just here to encourage you, for the Lord to just stir you up, shake you up, wake you up. And that's why I come here every week. You know, it's not about Tom. It's not. I don't want to be noticed. You know, I don't. I'm not trying to make a name. I want Jesus' name to be known. I love what Billy Graham said years ago. You know, he said, if my name is, this is Billy Graham speaking years ago, before he passed away, he made the statement. He said, you know, if my name's mentioned one time, it's mentioned one time too much. You know, I'm just a servant. You know, I want to hear the Lord say, when I pass away, enter thou good and well and faithful servant to the joy of the Lord. You know, it's not about us. It never will be. It's all about Jesus, what he went for that cross and shed his precious blood for you and I, that you and I might have life and might have life more abundantly. Are you living that abundant life? Are you doing what he's telling you to do? I want you to call in. If you've lost your first love, if you've walked away from Jesus, whatever, you need, call in. Don't be shy. If you have a praise report, I want you to call in. I'm going to take one more caller before I share my little message this morning. And someone out there, you've got something Jesus put on your heart, but you're not doing it. You're saying, like my friend Millie, You know, people aren't happy, you know, because what God's called me to do. I said, no, you've got to be happy. You've got to be stirred up. And when you get stirred up for Jesus, then you'll encourage and other people will get excited what you're doing for Jesus. So, you know, we need to get excited for Jesus in these days. You know, we need to be on fire in these days. We do. I tell you what, if you're just lukewarm, look out. You know, we need to be just red hot for Jesus. You know, on fire for Jesus, serving him, loving him, and telling other people about him. And if you haven't been doing that, listen, I'll help you. I'll teach you how to do it. You know, I'll teach you how to minister the scriptures effectively to the lost, to lead them to Christ, you know. And just ask the Lord to burn his fire once again in your heart, you know, and fall deeper in love with Jesus. As the word, the scriptures tell us, draw near to him. And what did he say? I will draw near to you. So I'm going to just, you know, allow one more person to call in. The number here is 632-1000. Just share your heart. Come on, saints of God. Come on, don't be shy. You know, this is not a day and time and season to be shy. You know, the days are dark, getting darker. And people out there, they're I don't know about anyone else, but we're, as a nation, I sometimes think we're falling apart, you know. And we are just literally falling apart, you know. And everybody's wanting more stuff and wanting more things. And do we want more of him and less of things? You know, the scripture reminds us that the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Are you in wanting all the time? You know, and let's go back to the word of God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You know, and Paul said, you know, it's better. He knew what it was like to be content. And contentment's great gain. Are you content on the way or where he's taken you? And in Proverbs, I believe, it says, better where there is little. Now, remember, better where there is little, Proverbs says, than plenty where hate abound. So if you have little, you have a lot of love in that home. Huh, you can't put a price on that. Then it says, where plenty and hate abounds. You can have all the stuff in the world, big mansions, big homes, jets, all that other stuff, and you're plumb miserable. And you know, you're going to be if you love those things. Don't fall in love with things. Fall in love with Jesus. That's what I'm trying to say. Things aren't wrong. There's nothing against having things. Don't let the things have you. Don't let your money have you. Don't let the things on this earth have you. Only let Jesus, you know, just surrender 100% your whole life to Jesus. And I tell you, that's what it's all about. And I wanted to, thank you, Danny. I wanted to share my condolences to a gentleman in our community that served our country for many, many years, and that is Congressman Bill Posey. He passed away May 9th at Holmes Regional. And what a great man Congressman Bill Posey was. I had an opportunity to meet Bill many times at the National Day of Prayer. That he was a guest speaker. I've actually spoken to him personally about the deficit and how we could solve our issue with the deficit in this nation. What a great man. And I'm saddened to hear about the loss of Congressman Bill Posey and to his wife Katie and his two daughters, our condolences. Thank you for supporting a precious man to do what God had called him to do, to be that blessing that he was to the community, to D.C., and to the nation. Kathy, our condolences to you on your great loss of Congressman Bill Posey. Your two daughters, know that God is with you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Lo, I'm with you always. So Katie and your daughter, two daughters, just remember that he's with you. And if there's anything that we can do, feel free to give me a call. Call the station and they'll give you my number. If there's anything that we can do for you and the family at this time, I'd like to know. But he was a great man. When he spoke, he just had my undivided attention at the National Day of Prayer. He stirred you up. And when he went to D.C., I'm sure he did the same thing. I'm no doubt about it. He didn't stir them up. He had a fire about him, a love about him. What a great man. And, you know, we're going to really miss Congressman Bill Posey. And he's in the presence of the Lord. I'm sure, without a doubt, that Jesus told him, enter thou good and well and faithful servant to the joy of the Lord. So, again, Katie, our condolences to you and the family. And if there's anything we can do, just feel free to call the station and they'll give you my number. And any way we can help you in any way, we're here for you. My message this morning is about give your attention to God. And my wife has a devotional. I really like this devotional. I've read a couple this morning. It's by Ingram Lotz. It says, pay attention. In Job 33:31, it's a Job, listen to me. Be silent, and I will speak. That's pretty powerful. This is Job. I went to the book of Job this morning and looked at it. It says, Job, listen to me. Be silent, and I will speak. And that's found in Job. That's the Old Testament, by the way. Chapter 33, verse 31. Then I want to read Ann Graham Lotz. She wrote a couple of paragraphs on this one. When I had to drive long distances, I listened to the radio. The more remote the area, the fewer stations to choose from. And I find myself listening to the programs I've never heard before, just because there was nothing else. But as soon as I approached a city, the signals are jammed with one voice on top of another. Our lives can be like that. The radio dial, so jammed with signals, and even when we tune into God's voice, it gets drowned out by other voices. If we were to hear Him clearly, we have to have times of quietness. So, to hear Him clearly, we have to have times of quietness. There are times when I think God is silent, but in reality, He's speaking. I'm just not listening. In Revelation 1, chapter 1, verse 12, John says, I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me. God wants to speak to you. Stop what you are doing. Turn around and give Him your attention. That's my message this morning. Give God your attention. You know, spend more time with Him. Spend more time with God, you know. And then we look at the book of Psalms, and I went to the book of Psalms this morning. I believe it was chapter 46. It's the Old Testament again. Verse 10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in this earth. Be still and know that I am God. Are you being still? You know, are we just getting caught up in this rat race of this world and, you know, wanting to make more and more? Nothing wrong with making money now, y'all. I'm not getting on people that do. You know, God wants us to make a living. But we're also called, not only, I remember when my mom was passing away, I was with her, my sister and I were with her in Louisville, Kentucky. She was at Jewish hospital. And one of the things my mom spoke to me that night is right before Memorial Day. And as a 11:20 that evening, I clearly remember she was telling me, you know, son, you know, she's in a little bit of pain, and she was telling me, she said, you know, don't expect blessings in this life, son. Be a blessing. And I'm encouraging each and every one of you, is what my mom spoke to me, because moms are important, and moms are important, you know, and that's why we celebrate Mother's Day the other this past Sunday. You know, and you ladies that are listening, happy Mother's Day, belated Mother's Day. To my wife, happy Mother's Day. You know, people can say, well, I've never had children. Well, if you've never had children, you've been a blessing to other women. And I thank you for that. You know, we've never had children, but I'll tell you what, my wife is an advocate of giving to many ministries, one which is in Orlando, and I'm not here bragging at all, because the Bible said don't let the left know what the right's doing, and don't toot a horn and go on about it, and I'm not trying to. But she gives to a ministry in Orlando that saves women from aborting their babies and giving them up. And I would tell you, my wife is a spiritual mom to those women that have not aborted their babies and kept them. So, sweetheart, thank you for doing what you do, being parts of many ministries. And I believe in these days that we live in, if we give God our attention, I'm going to tell you what, He's going to tell you to put your hand to some things. You know, you know, He's going to tell you to do some things. He told Job, listen to me, be silent, and I will speak. Are we talking too much? You know, or we're not listening to what God's saying. We're so busy on the internet and the websites and looking at this, studying this, listening to this one's opinion. Are you just taking the time to be quiet and to listen to Him? Because He's going to speak to you. The fervent, effectual prayer of the righteous availeth much. Sometimes just be still and know that He's God. You know, let Him minister to you. And I believe these days we're living in, they're days of greatness. They're sad when you look around and how people have become heartless and insensitive and not caring. You know, it's definitely a challenging times we live in. But I don't want to look at the doom and gloom side, although it's real. I want to stay focused on Jesus, because Jesus is perfect peace, who's his, whose mind is stayed on him. He also, in the scriptures, tell us, run the race with confidence, the race that's set before us. Are you running this race with confidence, but are you just too busy being busy? You know, you can be busy at being busy, you know, not giving the Lord any time. You know, I want the Lord to stir you up and encourage you and be on fire for him. And, you know, and because I want people to say, what's so different about you? You know, what makes you tick? Jesus does. You know, don't miss out. Give God your attention. Give him your attention every single day that you wake up. Because I tell you what, if you don't give God your attention, you could possibly be missing out. And you know how you're missing out? Because you're not listening to the Lord. He may be telling you something. He may be telling you to visit a neighbor. He may be telling you to forgive someone. He may be telling you to give some money to this person. You're just missing out because you're too busy being busy, and you're not hearing him. We hear the world, like Ann Graham Lott says, we turn in the signals, and you know, you hear this voice, this voice, this voice, and the further away you get, you don't get many channels. But you get closer to a big city where the towers are, you hear all these people talking and talking and talking, and nothing wrong with that, but, you know, are we talking about the things of God? You know, are we talking about the cares of the world? You know, and I want to get this, and I want to get this. Have you ever been around anybody that says, I'm going on this trip, I'm going on this trip, I'm going on this trip, I'm taking this cruise, I'm going here. Nothing wrong with trips. Don't you dare get me wrong. We all need it. But sometimes we take too many trips. You know, we have to have a balance in this life. We do. We have to have a balance in this life. And you know, the only one that can give us this balance is the Lord. He's the only one that can give us this balance. It's only Jesus. So give God this week, today, this hour. God's telling you, give him your attention. You know, don't turn on the news and spend, you know, 15 hours a day watching the news. You're going to go stir crazy. I'll tell you what, you're going to go stir crazy. I don't know about you. I can listen about 10, 15 minutes. That's it. I'm done. You know, I want to know what Jesus is doing. I want to know the news from heaven. I want to know what's going on for the day and what I should be doing. I can't worry about what someone else is doing. I need to concentrate on, if I give my attention to Jesus, I want to tune in and find out what he wants me to do for today. You know, and I just want to hear him tell you, this is what I want you to do today. You know, and I believe in the time that he's calling us to give more. And I believe that. Give more physically, spiritually, financially. Give ourselves more. And that's what he wants, because you can say, well, God's in control. I had somebody one time tell me, you know, called in on the radio years ago when I was on Saturdays, and they said, now, nah, Brother Tom, calm down. You know, Jesus is in control. I said, he is, huh? I said, I don't see Jesus going to the voting booth. You are, you know? So Jesus works through people. We have to understand that Jesus works through us. And you know, like he worked through Jonah, like he worked through Apostle Paul, you know, Apostle Paul, and the disciples, the great men of God. He had to work through them. And he needs to work through you as well. You know, if anything's going to get done on this earth, you know, he's got to use you, because you are his eyes, ears, mouth, nose, hands, feet. You know, you'll hear the things of God and become what the word tells us. Don't be just a hear the word. It says what? Be a doer. Be a doer. And don't go around flashing and telling people, look what I'm doing, look what I've gotten, look what, you know. No. Just do it. What he tells you to do, just do it. So I'm here today to encourage you, to stir you up, to, you know, give God your attention today. Say, Lord, yeah, I've been missing it. I've been spending too much time in the yard, too much time, you know, at the news, too much time on the websites. And just spend some quality time with Jesus. Pick up the word. Study the word. As the word says, study to show yourself approved, a workman that needs not be ashamed. You know? I don't know, though. I'm learning. I'm reading the word again. You know, I'm trying. I'm doing my best. And I took Old Testament survey, New Testament. I'm not a scholar by no means. And, you know, I often miss it, but I do my very best, you know, to study the word. That's what I want you to do, is to give God your attention. Give God your life. Give Jesus and say, Lord, this, You know, if I've walked away from you, I want to come back to you. If you don't know Jesus, today is a day of salvation. Not tomorrow. Today is a day of salvation. Get to know him as your Lord and Savior. And I tell you what, you'll never be the same. You will never be the same. Old things, the Bible said, are passed away. Behold, you're a new creature. It's then John, it says, I believe 1 John said, he that has a son has life. He that does not have a son does not have life. You have his life today? Are you living that abundant life? You know, are you? You know, are you drawing near, as the scriptures tell us, draw nearer to me? And he said, I'll draw nearer and nearer to you. That's my desire for each and every one of you, that your radio, your station would be turned in to listening to the voice of the Heavenly Father. That I pray that he would minister to you for what your assignment is for this day. Not only for this day, for tomorrow, you know, and for the next day. That you would walk in those steps, as the word tells us, the steps of a righteous are ordered by him. Not you, but him. That you would clearly listen to him and, you know, to go in that direction and to be that blessing to the neighbor or your neighbors or whoever you come in contact with. That you'll be that great, tremendous blessing to others. And that you will get excited at what Jesus is calling you to do. Because I told my friend Millie years ago, I said, she said, well, no one's happy what God's calling me to do. I said, well, don't expect them to be. Because if you're not happy, how are they going to be happy? You know, just be happy what Jesus is telling you to do. Do it with greatness and with boldness and joy. You know, because the scriptures tell us that what the joy of the Lord is our strength, not the joy of our checkbook, not the joy of the stock market, not the joy of my job. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Nothing else will ever be. You never replace it. You know, seems like the more people get, the more they want. I want, I want, I want. No, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Let's not always be in wanting for stuff and things, and nothing wrong with things. And I know we have to have things. But let's not just get caught up, you know, and let's stay focused. Again, perfect peace who's his, who's what? Whose mind is stayed on who? Jesus. Perfect peace is his. If your mind is stayed on, you know, the stock market, you'll go crazy. If your mind is stayed on the politics of this world, you know, we could be missing it. Nothing wrong with looking at current events and nothing wrong with that. But don't get caught up and spend hours and hours and hours. And, you know, just say, Lord, I want to hear from you. I want to give you, I want to give God my attention. You know, listen to him because he will speak. He will speak to you. You know, he speaks to you in many ways. The word of God, just get into the word of God and he'll speak to you. He surely will. The Holy Spirit will minister to you. And the scriptures tell us, my sheep know me by my voice. You spend enough time with him and you give God your attention. You'll hear him minister to your heart. The Holy Spirit will speak to your heart. And that you'll become what I call, as the scriptures call, a doer of the word, not just a hearer of the word. You can hear the word and hear the word and hear the word and hear the word, and you don't do anything with it. You know? The scriptures tell us, don't be just a hearer and hear the word. Go out and do nothing. But he said, do it. Be a doer of the word. You know? Be a doer. You know? So, you know, come on, saints of God. Get fired up. Get stirred up. And fall deeper in love with him like never before. And I hope I've encouraged you this morning and to hear his heart, to hear him, to get closer to him, and to draw and fall deeper in love with him like never before. You know, I just keep remembering what my friend said. Well, no one's happy for what God's calling me to do. I said, Millie, you need to be excited for what Jesus called you to do. And so, you know, I'm encouraging you, you know, to hear his heart and to do what he tells you to do, to be that great blessing that he's called you to be, and to draw near to him. So that's my prayer for each and every one of you, that you would fall deeper and deeper in love with him, that you would spend that quality time that you need to spend with him, that you're not so busy at being busy that you forget to be a blessing, you know? You know, come on now, saints of God. I'm sharing from my heart. You know, I admit I'm not the perfect person to be on this radio program, or the most qualified, the most educated. You can count me out on that one. You know, I just have a willing heart. You know, Moses said, Lord, I don't know how to speak. And God told Moses, just open your mouth. I'll fill it. We need to depend on Jesus now more than ever. We're living in a time that we need to hear from him. We don't need to hear from the politicians, and we don't need to hear from other people and hear all these other voices. We just need to be still and know that he's God, that he's a big God, that his word reminds us all, is there anything too difficult for thee? And if you've been praying and you've not seen anything happening, don't stop praying. Because the word says, the scriptures tell us, the fervent effectual prayer of the righteous, what? Availeth what? Little? No, much. You know, you're just giving up. Just like a woman carrying a child for 9 months. She could abort that baby, but she doesn't. And in the 9th month comes great pain. Yes, comes great pain. And that's how your prayer life should be. And then the woman delivers a child. That's how your prayer life should be. You should be carrying that person or someone in your prayer time. And you don't see anything happening, but you carry that person. You carry what Jesus told you to carry. It's going to get painful. And guess what? Because you didn't give up your prayer life, guess what? It becomes a reality. It's birth. You know, don't give up praying. Don't give up reading the word. Don't give up on churches. You know, don't give up on your pastor. Don't give up on the missionaries. Don't say, I don't need church anymore. You know, I like what Pastor Malcolm said. You know, if someone's hurt you in the church, some of you listening have been hurt in the church. I have, you know. But, you know, I like what Pastor Malcolm said. If one person has hurt you, there'll be many, many, many others that's going to come and love on you. So true. That's so true. So if you've been hurt, come on now. You know, just take it and say, I got to bury this. I got to bury what this person said and spoke over my life. You know, I got to love on him. I got to love on him, you know, so get back into church. If you've gotten away from church and you felt like, you know, that they haven't heard you, or, you know, just like my wife tells me, you go to church to do what? Not to be seen, noticed. You go to church to hear the word of God. You go to church to worship God. You don't go there to be entertained. You go there to listen to the word of God. You go there to worship God as well. You know, so if you've been discouraged, you know, surrender that. Bury it. In Jesus' name, have a funeral service and let the Lord help you bury your past hurts, your disappointments, your discouragements. You know, stay focused and keep your eyes on him. As the word reminds us, perfect peace, whose is, whose mind is stayed on Jesus. Stay focused. Give your attention today to Jesus. And all week, all month, your whole life, give him all your attention. Listen to him. I'll tell you what, he'll speak, he'll minister to you. And he loves you. He loves you. And I'll tell you what, he loves you a whole bunch, more than you'll ever know. Whatever you're going through, whatever trial you're going through, whatever situation you're going through, just surrender it. You got to surrender it. And you're not surrendering. You know, the word of God tells us the battle's not yours. The battle belongs to Jesus. You're not surrendering it. You're not bearing that situation. You're not forgiving. As the word tells us, 70 times 7. You've heard me say this before. That's what, 490 times? Now, come on, saints of God. How many times are you going to forgive someone? That's an infinite amount of times that you're going to use. Just forgive them. Let's move on. Let's move on from the past. The past will never direct your destiny. Jesus will direct your destiny, not your past. You got to let go of it. You got to let go of those people that have hurt you. Come on, let go of them. Bury it. Give it to Jesus. Move on. And I pray the very best is yet to come in Jesus' name for you, that you'll live this life as Jesus would want you to live, abundant life. He said, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. Don't be bogged down with the disappointments in life and what this one said, what this person said, what this pastor said. Learn to forgive and let's move on. Let this be your greatest day ever in Jesus' name. Let this be your greatest day ever. Well, I believe my program's over, just about over. I'm going to play a song. It's one of my most favorite songs, if I can find it, by Michael W. Smith. I'm trying to find it, y'all. And just give me a minute. Fall deep in love with him. I'm going to leave you with this song. And this is why I come here every week, to the Lord to help you, to strengthen you, to encourage you, to push you to fall closer to Jesus like never before. I want you all that are listening to to fall deep in love with Jesus. Until next week, may God richly bless you. I pray the blessings of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob over you in Jesus' name. Until next week, God richly bless you.
Listening to Wake Up, the radio broadcast brought to you by Tom Jones Ministries. Be with us again next Thursday at the same time for Wake Up with Tom Jones.